Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Matt Chat. It is Wednesday, April the 18th. I am your host, Ace Diamond, and I am joined by NWF Hall of Famer and ring announcer, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace, and what a show we have tonight. The NWF is on the road. We are heading into Fairfield, and for anybody that doesn't know, this upcoming Saturday, April the 21st, is one of our biggest events of the year. It is Thunderdome. You're going to see 8 men compete inside a steel cage for the NWF Championship. But there's so much action. It's always exciting. We're going to blow the roof off the place. And tonight, we have a very, very special guest. And he would be our 2018 NWF Rumble winner. And believe me when I tell you, shocked everybody. I was thrilled for the young man. But I'm going to tell you now, I was shocked, especially considering who the last two people he was in the ring with were. The Star Rider. He has really started to make a name for himself.
You know, when you told me, since I was not able to be there, but when you told me who won that match, I was like, wait, what?
I mean, the list of superstars that were in that match, and for that young man to persevere, come out on top, that was just... The place exploded.
I can only imagine, and I do believe we have the Star Rider on the line with us right now.
Hey, guys. Can you
Star
hear
Rider,
me?
Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Star Rider, tell me what it was like. I mean, I was there. I mean, I've seen a lot of these guys come up through the ranks. What was it like when you looked around that ring and realized you were in the final four with Jordan Clearwater, Ryan Stone, and Jay Donaldson?
Yeah, it was definitely a surreal feeling being in the ring, you know, with Jay, Ryan, you know, all that they've accomplished here in their long storied history, career in the NWF, and then with Jordan, a guy who, you know, I've seen kind of, you know, he's helped me along the way with training and everything. So to be able to be in the final four with those other three superstars, it was definitely a surreal feeling.
I mean, you came into that match pretty early, so I mean, you were in there for quite some time. So I mean, bravo on winning the Rumble.
Yeah, I was in there for a Thank you. I appreciate that. I wasn't there for a long time, so that's what kind of makes it more special to me that I was able to last that long, you know, with 29 other great superstars. So, you know, like, again, it was just a surreal feeling.
The last few moments, like, Jordan gets eliminated. You're standing there. You got Jay and Ryan, who are really two of the most two of the most intimidating individuals to stand across a ring from, and literally outnumbered, because those two will work together to accomplish whatever they need to accomplish and then stab the other one in the back. We all know it. We've seen it. You get Ryan eliminated, and then you're in there face-to-face with the self-proclaimed 22-year-old stud.
Yeah,
if he's 22, I'm Mother Teresa.
Yeah, when I saw that Jordan had been eliminated by Ryan, I saw that they both kind of had their backs turned to me a little bit. Like, I was almost, like, forgotten. Maybe they forgot that I was even still in the match. So right before they had the chance to see me, I just ended up throwing Ryan, you know, over the top rope, and that was, you know, I couldn't believe that I, you know, just did that. So I was really, really excited. And then the next thing I know, I turned back around and, you know, he gave me the stun. He gave me the stun gun or whatever it's called. And, you know, and then I think everybody kind of thought from there that, you know, Jay was going to win it, that I was just kind of left for dead. And then Jay was just going to, you know, pick me apart.
And Jay tends to showboat a lot, which, in all honesty, granted, he has earned the right to do it, but I think in this case, it kind of bit him in the backside, underestimating your ability to persevere and come out on top in what seem what would just seem like an insurmountable odd.
Yeah, definitely. Jay, you know, I've seen Jay for, you know, the last couple of years, and he's definitely the showbuddy type. Like you said, he definitely has the right to with everything that he's accomplished, and he kind of underestimated me a little bit. You know, he wasn't really sure who Star Rider was. You know, not a lot of people were familiar with Star Rider. So I just, you know, I just did everything in my power to win that Rumble, and just so happened that Jay was the – I had to go through Jay to get there, and that's what I got.
Congratulations on that. And while we're on the subject of Jay Donaldson, and I'm kind of jumping ahead a little bit here, we were just in Covington 2 weeks ago, and you were having one heck of a match with – I believe it was David Tyler –
Yes,
I'm not mistaken.
Tyler.
And lo and behold, who has to stick their nose in the middle of it? Jay Donaldson. Truth be told, I think he's jealous. I think he's afraid you're going to take his spotlight. And to be honest, you deserve the spotlight right now. I mean, you won the Rumble. You're making a name for yourself, and you're doing it the right way. You're not taking the shortcuts. You're working hard. I've seen you in training. I've seen you at the shows. You're one of the first there. You're one of the last to leave. And you bust your butt.
Thank you for that. And, you know, I'm just doing everything I can to make a name for, you know, I'm just doing anything I can to make a name for Star Rider here in the NWS, and that's all I'm here to do right now, is just, you know, make people aware of who Star Rider is.
And I know when we actually go back to Covington in a few weeks here, it's going to be you and another young up and comer, Josh Adams, taking on a very bitter David Tyler and Jay Donaldson. Now, I hope the two of you knock the snot out of them. I'm not going to lie. I've heard Jay's crap for years now, and like he has earned the right to have an ego. He has earned the right to be cocky, because he is. He's very accomplished at what he does. He's very good at what he does, which is why it's so disappointing that he takes all the shortcuts. David Tyler, on the other hand, while I will take nothing away from his talent, I consider him to be right now a very snot-nosed young punk. He needs to be knocked down a few pegs, and I think the Army would agree.
Yeah, I definitely think that they would agree with you. I don't know what really got into David Tyler. I remember after the Rumble, Jay and Ryan were – it was 2-on-1. It was those two versus me. And then I remember Jordan coming out. You know, he had my back. Josh came out. He had my back. And then I saw David Tyler out of the corner of my eye, and I was like, all right, you know, he has my back too. And then I see him hit Josh with the chair, and I was just kind of laying there. And I don't know what got into David Tyler. I really don't know what happened. I know him and Josh were – seemed like they were friends for, you know, the last – few weeks, few months, whatever the case was when they started teaming together, but I really don't know what got into David Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, that was shocking. It was disappointing, and the Army let them know it.
Yeah, they definitely, you know, the Army's going to tell you how they feel. And, you know, when we were in Covington a couple weeks ago before the match had even started, the crowd was chanting, "Tyler sucks." So they're not even, you know, they're not hesitant to tell you how they feel about you. And they're letting Tyler know every time that he's in front of the NWF Army that the Army lets them know how they feel.
That is the one thing I will say for every single one of our fans. They are loud, and they will tell you exactly what they think, and they don't care if you like it or not.
Nope.
We have some of the greatest fans, and they are vocal, and we love them for it. But now, let's talk about this Saturday night. It was announced this weekend you were going to be one of the competitors in Thunderdome. But prior to that match, we've got a couple big ones that have been announced. We've got the former tri-state champion, Pompano Joe, who you've seen is he's not afraid to use the underhanded cheap tactics. And he's another one that, you know, really doesn't need to. He's got a lot of talent. He's got a lot of charisma, and he chooses to take the shortcuts. Unfortunately, I don't know a whole lot about his opponent. I've never had the chance to see the young man live. But he's taking on a young man who's making his debut. And let me tell you, it is a big deal if you can make your debut with the Northern Wrestling Federation in Fairfield. He's going to be taking on a young man by the name of Ace Austin. Heard a lot of good things about him. I know you've seen Pompano Joe numerous times. I don't know how much you know about his opponent, but just based on what you do know, what is your opinion of how you think that match is going to go? I mean, something you feel might be hard hitting, or is it going to be kind of more of a scientific, psychological, more psychological type match?
My thing is, I don't really know Ace Austin. I've unfortunately never got a chance to see him wrestle, so I don't know his style. I have been in the ring a few times with Pompano Joe, and I can tell you that Pompano is a very hard-hitting. He's very talented. He's a very talented wrestler. He's very technical, but he's very hard-hitting. So just from being in the ring with Pompano, I can tell you that it's going to be a technical match, but it's also going to be very, very hard-hitting, and I'm very excited to see those two clash in Fairfield this Saturday.
I'm excited to see this young man make his debut, and I really hope he has a good showing in front of the Army, because he's going against Pompano Joe. He's going to have the support of the Army right then and there. Another match that I heard that I saw was signed, and it's kind of interesting, because up until last Fairfield, these two seem to be somewhat getting along. We have the self-proclaimed captain, so to speak, Brody Cormick, who the fans just love to hate. And then you have that whining, sniffling, bleach blonde hemorrhoid that has a used car salesman as an agent, Adam Swayze. Now, I may not agree with Brody on a lot of things, but I do feel in a lot of cases that match that they had with Titan in Fairfield, that really could have ended any number of ways. We very easily could have seen a new champion. But Brody feels, and I can't say I 100% disagree, Swayze cost him that title opportunity. So now we're going to see those two go at each other. And I know you've been in the ring. I know for sure I think I've seen you in the ring with Swayze, and I'm pretty sure you've been there with Brody.
Yeah, I've been in the ring with Brody. It's been a very, very long time since I've been in the ring with Brody. But, you know, he's another one who's he's very hard-hitting. He's, you know, he's not afraid to use the baseball bat to his advantage if he can. And I just got into the ring with Swayze for the first time. I believe it was a couple Bone Crushers ago. And, you know, we had a good match. And then, of course, he had his agent, manager, whatever Gideon is to him. He, of course, had him ringside. So that's another match that I'm very excited to see between the two of them. I'm very interested to see how the crowd's going to react to either of them. Whether it's cheers, boos, a mixture.
Yeah, the NWF Army is very, I won't call them fickle, but it is. It's going to be interesting to see who they actually, or if they actually get behind either of them, or if they're just going to let both of them have the whole match. I find it very interesting because Brody Cormick, he's been around for a long time. I think he's actually very underestimated in a lot of cases, and he's seen more as a tag team wrestler. But while I'm glad that he and Alex Hayden parted ways, I think that was inevitable based on how things were going with them. I think both of those individuals have benefited from that tag team splitting up. Alex Hayden has gone on to become the Tri-State Champion. Brody Cormick is looking to win a singles title. So I think they both felt that they had something to prove, and they're both going to do whatever they have to do to prove that point. Obviously, we're going to have a lot of other NWF superstars there. You're going to see the Crimson Mafia, Alex Hayden, Jesse Hyde. I heard the Natty Boys were going to be there. All huge stars. All people that are very fun, very interesting to watch. They always go out to give it 1,000%. But let's talk about the main event of the evening. This match can change careers. It can end careers. It can shorten careers. It is truly a dangerous style of match, but it is also an exciting style of match to watch, and that is Thunderdome. You don't know who the first two competitors are going to be. The remaining six enter at timed intervals. Once all eight men have entered, that's really when the mayhem starts. I mean, you find yourself in there with some very interesting company. And there's only a couple people that are in this match that have really ever stepped foot in Thunderdome before. So this is going to be a lot of firsts for a lot of people. And again, really kind of going in as the, unfortunately going in as the underdog. But you've got the Unified Champion, Lexus Montez. The man has a chip on his shoulder, an axe to grind. And I don't know that there's really anybody in this match that's really going to, let's say, work with him to even eliminate anybody. I think it's more going to be everybody's going to work to eliminate him just to get him out of there. Because he's a loudmouth. I mean, I believe you're relatively well acquainted with Lexus. Please do correct me if I'm wrong.
No, he definitely feels like he's got a chip on his shoulder, but to me, he's the unified champ for a reason, so he obviously knows what he's doing. I think this is his first Thunderdome match, so I think there's only like three guys in the match that have ever been in Thunderdome, so the rest of us are kind of stepping in not knowing what to expect. So it's definitely going to be a challenge on Saturday.
A lot of untested waters. You've got David Tyler in there. Now, with bringing David Tyler in there, you've also got two people that are very familiar with David Tyler in Jordan Clearwater, who for a long time was David Tyler's tag team partner. They were the tag team champions. So it's going to be interesting to see that interaction. Like, don't get me wrong. I know Jordan doesn't approve at all of David Tyler's attitude change. I've spoken with Jordan. I know you've seen him at training since then. I think we're all kind of shocked and really disappointed with David Tyler. And then you've got Josh Adams, the man that David Tyler literally stabbed in the back. And he's done said. He's going to do whatever he's got to do to prevent David Tyler from winning that match. So maybe you're going to see Jordan and Josh work together to get David out of there. Because no one wants a bitter, angry champion.
No.
You've got Ryan Stone and Jay Donaldson, two individuals who have been in Thunderdome, who have tagged together, who have been up and down the highways together, who, again, very likely are going to work together, and then until one of them turns on the other one so they can get the try to get the victory. You have got the reigning NWF champion Titan in there. Won his first Thunderdome last year to retain that title. And our final competitor is our 2018 Rumble winner. Now, like you said, at least you're not alone in this being your first Thunderdome.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've also got Jay Donaldson in there, too, who really has seemed, and I hate to say it, but it has really seemed to take a dislike to you for whether it's jealousy, whether it's he thinks you're trying to take his spot. He just, how do you feel walking into this match?
Definitely nervous, but I'm very, very excited and grateful for the opportunity to be in Thunderdome. And like you said, I'm not really quite sure what Jay's been doing the last, you know, couple weeks when we were in Covington when he came out during my match with David Tyler. He's definitely – I don't think he's my biggest fan right now, to say the least. He might be jealous the fact that Star Rider is coming for the top spot, because that's what I'm trying to do. If you're not trying to be heavyweight champion, then what are you doing? So right now that's my goal walking into Saturday, just like I did in the Rumble. My goal was to win the Rumble, and I checked that off. My goal for Saturday is to walk out the brand new NWF champion.
That's actually a pretty big goal, because, like I said, you've got, of course, you've got guys like Lexus Montez, David Tyler, Josh Adams, Jordan Clearwater, and then you've got three of the biggest names in the company. And the 22-year-old stud, Jay Donaldson, the greatest villain of all time, Ryan Stone, and he is called that for a reason. And the king of the fight, the Titan. Titan looking to retain his title. Stone and Donaldson both looking to get that championship again, which I'm going to add, should Stone win, he will be the first 4-time NWF champion. Donaldson's looking to hold that title again. I mean, those are some pretty seemingly insurmountable odds. I'm not saying they are insurmountable, but looking at it from a fan standpoint, that's a really tall order, especially when you factor those three in.
Yeah, I think, you know. those three are, you know, three of the best guys that are on the NWF roster right now. And I know Titan's going to do everything he can to walk out of Thunderdome for a second straight year, still the NWF champion. But you've also got seven other guys coming for that NWF championship. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be a very, very tough order for Titan to keep the title, but it's also going to be very tough to win the championship for anybody in the match.
Oh, most definitely. And I think it all is going to boil down to, with a Rumble or anything else, order of entry. How long are you in that match? How long are you in before the next guy? Are you one of the first guys in? Are you one of the last guys in? How much punishment have you taken between the time you came in and the time that last guy comes in? And I think what a lot of individuals don't realize, and it's really, even for me, it's hard to fathom the toll that that cage takes on the individuals inside of it. When you hear guys talk about when you walk into this match, you don't walk out the same person. They're not joking. I have seen numerous superstars come and go, walk in and out of the Thunderdome or any kind of a steel cage match, and they do not walk out the same person. Something in them, whether it be for the better or for the worse, something changes. I think for somebody like yourself, at least I'm hoping, it's just going to make you that much stronger going forward, that much. I'm not going to call you somebody that's passive, but I think it's going to bring out a more aggressive nature in you, which, as we've all learned in this business, isn't always a bad thing.
Yeah, it's never a bad thing to be aggressive, because in this type of match, you have to be aggressive, but you also have to be smart and aware of your surroundings, because if you're one of the first two guys in there, you're going to be in there for, you know, a while before the last guy even comes out to the ring. So you have to be aggressive. You kind of have to be smart. You kind of have to conserve your energy until you see that opportunity to where you can get an elimination. Then it's time to be aggressive. And you always have to watch your back in these types of matches, because with eight guys surrounded inside a steel cage, it's going to get clustered. It's going to be, you know, a lot of guys, all eight guys are going to be in there. So you just have to watch your back and be very, very aggressive at the right moment as well.
Also, in remembering, there are, unfortunately, in this style of match, there are no friends. Temporary alliances, maybe, but no real friends, because everybody's gunning for the same thing. So that's one of the biggest things to be aware of.
Yeah, like you said earlier, with Jordan and Josh knowing David Tyler very, very well and what David has been up to recently, you know, you might see temporary alliances between Jordan and Josh to maybe get David Tyler out of there. Because I know Josh and David Tyler they're going to go right for each other. They really don't like each other, so those two are definitely just going to go at it. And they both want to walk out champion, but as long as neither of them walks out champion, I feel like they will also both be can also be happy with that too. So you might see temporary alliances, like weird alliances form for a couple minutes, and then it's, you know, you always have to watch your back, like I said.
Most definitely. Now, just to give some of the listeners a little bit of history on the Star Order, you're one of the, I won't call you brand new because you're not, but you're kind of like that new generation of the NWF superstars. Now, without revealing any secrets, because I won't ask any. I especially will not ask somebody to divulge too much information. But how? Because you started your training with the NWF, correct?
Yes.
How long were you training before? Let's say before Roger actually had you in there, like said, okay, Star Rider. This is your opportunity tonight for your first match.
I want to say just over a year, I believe. I believe it was sometime. I started in 2016, and I believe in like late 2017 is when I was kind of got that opportunity to make a name for myself. Is when I first started to be on the roster every week. Was around right around the new year, late 2017, early 2018. So it hasn't been too terribly long.
So to find yourself in this situation, it actually has to be a pretty amazing feeling, especially when you've seen some of the guys that you're in company with now, that you're going to have these opportunities to work side by side with or go head to head with. That actually has to be a pretty amazing feeling.
Yeah, definitely surreal for sure, but I'm also, you know, I'm grateful for all the opportunities I've gotten so far, and you know, I'm just looking forward to see what the future holds for Star Rider.
Well, honestly, so am I. And with that, I'm going to say this. I think most guys deserve a shot to be in that Rumble. So at no point am I going to say I don't think anybody should have been in it. You have earned. Like, there are guys that you can look at and say, people will look at and say, oh, he had this or that handed to him. I know a lot of, I've heard that said about a few different individuals. I can honestly say, I feel 100% you earned the right to be in Thunderdome when you won that Rumble match. So,
thank you.
My pleasure. I'm going to say congratulations to you on that. Now, we've got some huge, huge shows coming up. We've obviously got this upcoming Saturday in Fairfield. The following Saturday, and I'm hoping that you're going to be there because I am absolutely positive the kids are going to love it. We have our annual fantasy camp. We've got the adults from, I believe it's 11 to 2, and we've got the kids, which is 17 and under, from 3 to 5. If you've ever wanted an opportunity to step inside of a ring, see what it's like to be a superstar, this is your opportunity. So I really, really hope that I'm going to see you there because it is truthfully a all-day adventure, and it is fun beginning to end, and it's neat to see how these people react because everything's, oh, well, it's this or it's that, but the kids especially, the way their faces light up when they get that opportunity.
Yeah, I've never, I haven't been a part of a fantasy camp yet, so for this being my first one, I definitely will be there. It'll definitely be something that I'm looking forward to, and I hope, you know, we have a lot of people come out and see what it's like. Definitely excited for it.
And then on Saturday, I believe it is May the 5th, we head to the Clinton County Fairgrounds in Wilmington, Ohio. Now, for people who don't know, Wilmington, while it's not the smallest town I've ever seen, It is very, I'll say country-ish, but it is a fabulous place to see. And I know on that night we have the ladies that are going to be in action. That's always fun to see because I unfortunately don't know which ladies we're having in action, but they're going to be the ladies in action. And I've heard Wilmington's own Johnny Suede is taking on Jay Donaldson. So Jay better eat breakfast, lunch, and bring a snack because that could be that's going to be an adventure all on its own.
Oh, yeah.
And then on Saturday, May the 12th, we actually return to Covington, Kentucky. I believe the ladies are supposed to be in action that night as well. And you've also got that huge tag team match. You and Josh Adams taking on David Tyler and Jay Donaldson. What's going to be interesting for me with that, and I'm kind of interested to see how this plays out, because I think a lot of things, that match included possibly, are very dependent on the outcome of Thunderdome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very excited that I get to team up with Josh and go against David Tyler and Jay. But it could be very different. You know, one of us could be one of the four of us could be the NWF champion, you know, after Thunderdome. So kind of just play it by year and kind of play it day by day and see what happens and what's going to happen in Thunderdome.
People, if you have not went out and got your pre-sale tickets, they are available right now. They are at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. VIPs are $15. General admission are $8 in advance. They are 10 at the door. So please, please, please go out to the BP station on Main Street. Get your pre-sale tickets. Make sure you join us in Fairfield. Cheer on your favorite NWF wrestler. Come on out. It is Thunderdome. It is exciting. It is going to be a night to remember. I guarantee that. Star Rider, I want to thank you very much for being a part of the show this evening. I want to wish you the best of luck this Saturday. I really hope you can shock that crowd again. Not that I want to see Titan lose the title, but if he's going to lose it, I would rather see him lose it to somebody that has earned the right to be in this match as opposed to playing the I've been here for umpteen years or I am the star of the show or it's all about me. So that being said, I want to wish you as well as all the other competitors the best of luck. Like I said, I really do want to see you shock the crowd again.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I shocked the world at the Rumble, and I'm coming to shock the world again at Thunderdome and walk out the new NWF champion.
Star Rider, again, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I will see you this Saturday in Fairfield, and fans, I will see you there as well. Ace Diamond, do you have any questions or anything you would like to add this evening?
The only thing I want to add before we go off the air is not directed at Star Rider, is directed in general. I would like to offer my condolences to the family of Bruno Sammartino, who sadly passed away either late last night or early this morning.
Amen to that. Star
yes,
Rider.
Very, very, very sad news to hear about Bruno. Very sad.
Absolutely.
Always a sad day when we lose a brother or a sister, and in this case, one of the best brothers there were. Wrestling fans, get your pre-sale tickets this Saturday night at the BP station on Main Street. Remember, doors open at 7, 8 p.m. bell time. For myself, the Star Rider, and Ace Diamond, ladies and gentlemen, have a good night.
Good night, everybody.